Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about unified device management here at Microsoft. I'm Brian Allen, and I'm a senior program manager here at Microsoft. I manage large-scale programs, in particular early product adoption efforts, or what we call dog food. I'm joined by my colleague Karthik Jayaveer, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi everyone, I'm Karthik Jayaveer. I'm a service engineer in Microsoft. I'm the subject matter expert in System Center Configuration Manager 2012 and managing mobile devices using Windows Intune integration with Configuration Manager.
We want to thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about unified device management at Microsoft and how we prepared our end users to embrace this paradigm shift. We'll be covering end user readiness, device enrollment, the company portal, modern apps, and support. We're going to discuss how we onboarded our end users, from our communication strategy to our IT websites. So Karthik, let's just jump right in. Tell us about the end user experience and from the enrollment perspective. Well, is it difficult for end users to enroll into this unified device management service?
Absolutely not. It's a very seamless experience. So the agent is already there on all the mobile devices, including Windows Phone and RT devices. The users have to just, by going to settings and click off buttons, they can easily enroll their devices. They don't have to remember a separate credential for this. All they have to use is the corporate credentials, and they don't have to type in any additional server information, which they can't even remember. So it's very easy experience and also very breezy, and it can easily go and get the information from Intune and have these devices enrolled very easily. As also, there is one other key piece. After they get enrolled, what do they do? They have to be more productive after that. So we do push the company portal as part of the enrollment, so the devices will get the company portal as soon as the enrollment is over, and they can be more productive by going there and getting all the apps installed, as well as do more stuff from the company portal.
So end users enroll, they have a mobile device, they enroll into this unified device management service, they get this company portal or this self-service portal. They have a lot of applications that's going to allow them to be productive, and voila, they're now managed. It's just that simple.
That simple, yes.
I love that. So let's talk about this company portal, this self-service application portal. What are some of the benefits, and what should we expect from this company portal?
Company portal is the central hub for all the applications. As an enterprise customer, we want to have all the apps readily accessible by users anywhere where they go. And that's why we have the central hub for all these apps. So in company portal, users can log in and check their published apps, say like some of the internal line of business applications. And these applications are pretty much pertain to the company and or the enterprise network. So once they go to the portal, they can easily access those apps and install it and then use those apps, as well as they can also see all the devices that they own. For example, if you have a PC and if you have a mobile phone and if you have a tablet, all these devices can be easily seen there and also identifiable. And also they can check whether these devices can be renamed or can be removed from the manageability. For example, if you have a phone already enrolled and also an RT device that is already enrolled, but you want to remove the RT device from the manageability, then you can go to the device and then remove the management connection remotely from your phone. So it's as simple as that, and it's very powerful too. Also, there are some other apps apart from the regular apps called apps to the store, which is called deep links. So if you want to have some of the popular apps, for example, like Skype or Link, those apps can be automatically linked to your company portal. So users don't have to go to the store to get that. It is automatically take them to the store to get these apps down.
So Karthik, what are the type of apps we can support? You know, I know we can support modern apps. Can we support web apps? Can we support MSI apps? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, all modern devices support modern apps, like Windows 8 PCs, Windows Phone, and Windows RT devices support modern apps. We can certainly publish all these modern apps on the company portal. As long as, also, we can also publish the deep links. Deep links are nothing but the app link to the Microsoft Store. So if an app is already there on the store, you don't have to publish them separately on your company portal. So it will have a deep link to that store, so it will automatically take users to the store and get this app installed. Examples are like the popular apps like Skype and Link and other apps. So you don't have to maintain multiple multiple versions on the configuration manager side, the store will automatically take care of all the versions and everything. And apart from these two apps, web apps are also supported, which is nothing but a shortcut kind of a thing. So the apps are published on your company portal, which will automatically take them to the website, internal website, which you want to publish on the company portal. For example, some kind of internal website like PasteHub or some kind of MS Library kind of sites can be easily accessible through web clips. And since the RT devices and also Windows 8 devices don't support classic MSIs and mostly work only for the modern apps, the classic apps cannot be published into the company portal because they don't work. This is an OS limitation.
It's not an Intune service thing.
It's not an OS thing. Correct.
Got it. And what about the platforms? Can we support all platforms, all modern platforms?
All modern platforms include the Windows RT devices, Windows Phone devices, iOS and Android. All these are can be easily managed through Windows Intune. Starting from Windows 8.1, even PCs can be managed through Windows Intune. Mm. That means if you don't have a configuration manager client installed, the device can be easily managed through the Intune as long as the user goes and enrolls the device. And if the configuration manager is already installed, then the configuration manager is going to take the precedence and it's not going to have the Intune capability, which means always there will be the configuration manager will be the main authoritative source.
So just to be clear, if I have an x86 device, I can manage it two ways if I'm running Windows 8.1. Mm-hmm. I can manage this as if it was a non-domain joined device and enroll to the service as if it was a tablet, an RT device.
Exactly.
Or I can manage this with a FET client fully managed on the domain through Configuration Manager.
Exactly.
And if I am managed as a FET client through Configuration Manager, can I still enroll the device?
If you try to enroll, if you have the configuration manager client already installed, if you try to enroll, you won't be able to because the setting that allows you to enroll to Intune is already hidden. So the configuration manager will automatically hide the button for enrollment.
And do we have any users that's enrolled from that perspective, running Windows 8.1 that are not domain joined, an x86 client, and they've enrolled into the service?
Yes, we do have, in Microsoft, we do have non-domain join machines already enrolled to Intune, and they do get all the features and all the apps that are already available for RT. It is like another RT device from management perspective.
So we have end users that are fully embracing this unified device management model. We are 100 miles and running down this UDM model, this consumerization of IT. We've published guides to make it easy for our help desk, frequently asked questions. We have lots of users enrolled, lots of devices enrolled. Do we need to sign these apps? As we talk about the app perspective, do we need to sign these apps? What does that process look like?
Okay, let me give an example from the Microsoft IT itself. We do publish apps with the apps already signed. So we have to work with the certification team very closely to get all the Windows Phone 8 apps are signed before even they publish in company portal. So for an enterprise customer, they have to go through this process of signing all the apps. And that certificate has to be given on the Intune subscription page so that the devices will already be set with the certificate to trust these apps. Coming to RT, the RT apps should be signed by a child certificate from the main root certificate where all these machines already have. For example, on a domain joined machine, all the main root certificate will be there on all domain joined machines. We can use that root certificate in the subscription page, and this certificate will be propagated to all the RT devices. So any app that is signed by the child certificate from that root will be automatically trusted. And coming to iOS, the iOS apps should also be signed and should be published in the company portal. But the actual installation needs an iOS app notification certificate, which can be retrieved from Apple easily at the time of the subscription setup.
Nice. So let's recap what we've covered. We talked about getting our end users ready. Which is not a hard process, right? Because enrolling into the service is pretty seamless. getting our help desk ready, publishing out those frequently asked questions, making sure that the help desks are able to, you know, accept those escalations if they receive any, making sure that our processes are defined, making sure that we have things published out on the website. I really want to stress the point of, you know, embracing this consumerization of IT model from an admin perspective, from an end user perspective. I think it's pretty seamless. I think it's easily adoptable. I know from our point of view, it was easily adoptable. Do you have anything else you want to share with our audience around unified device management?
There are a lot of resources available as TechNet articles about Configuration Manager as well as the Windows Intune. Along with that, there are a lot of articles about how to manage devices using Unified Device Management. There are articles talking about step-by-step guide how to publish apps, how to manage these devices, and also how to access reports to see the status of this mobile device management. I would definitely suggest everyone to go and take a look at these articles to understand this better.
I suggest the same. Lots of stuff out there, as Karthik mentioned. Go check them out. Thank you, Karthik, for your time today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. I'm Brian, and we'll see you next time.